Andrew Pepe Cavanas was accused of disobeying Tampa Ordinance 22-8. It makes it unlawful to obstruct a sidewalk, street, or alley with any object. Paul Horning is one of the attorneys representing Cavanas. He says the ordinance is unconstitutionally vague.
Essentially, it prohibits anybody from ever putting anything on a sidewalk, street, or any place owned by the city. So it would be illegal for a person to set a can of Coke down on the sidewalk, or for a mother to have a baby stroller on the sidewalk, or for a person sitting on a park bench to put a newspaper down.
In this case, the things allegedly obstructing the sidewalk in front of Curtis Hicks and Waterfront Park on October 21st were six people, including Cavanas. He said another member of Occupy Tampa was still asleep early in the morning when Tampa police officers showed up and told him to get up.
The cops had no authority to force him to be awake. Captain Dugan gave him an ultimatum, get awake in 5 minutes or else. And we said, or else what? And he said, you'll find out. So some people sat on the ground next to him. 5 minutes, he arrested everybody.
Officers claimed that Cavanas and five others that morning were unlawfully obstructing the sidewalk. But the group had been given informal permission to sleep along the sidewalk as long as they left 5 feet of unoccupied pathway. The group taped off more than that. Cavanas said the encampment was not blocking the sidewalk at all, but officers were.
There were 7 cop cars on the sidewalk, about 15 cops on the sidewalk, and then the 6 of us sitting there. I don't know how we were blocking the sidewalk, and they weren't. I think it's a bit silly.
Attorneys for Cavanas are asserting the same defense for two other protesters arrested that morning, including Alicia Dion and Kevin Flynn. But it gets tricky. Each defendant will appear before a different judge on a different day. That means there could be 3 different outcomes. Defense attorney Mark Plotnick says a favorable outcome in any of the cases could be a basis for appeal if the other judges do not grant the motion to dismiss.
If it's found unconstitutional, the city attorney may appeal that to the next highest court. In this case, since these are in county court, it would then go to the 13th Judicial Circuit. And then from there on up, if it were to go any higher, it could go to the 2nd District Court of Appeal. If we were to lose at this juncture, then we could also do the same thing and appeal it to the next higher court.
And even if the cases are dismissed based on the defense that the ordinance is unconstitutional, it doesn't necessarily mean a precedent will be set. Judges could rule that it's only unconstitutional as applied to the defendant, which means it wouldn't apply to other violations of that same ordinance. But Plotnick said defending these arrests is important to uphold anyone's First Amendment rights.
It doesn't matter if you like it or don't like it. They should be able to be out there. I mean, even like a hated group, if the Ku Klux Klan or some other group wanted to go out there, we've got to go out there and protect their right to speak, because it's not the content of what they say, it's their ability to do so. And really, that's what's so important. It's not necessarily that Paul or I maybe even, you know, agree or disagree with their statements, but we agree that they have the absolute right to go out there and say what they want to say.
Cavanas is confident that a judge will rule favorably in all 3 cases. Regardless, though, he said taking a stand is sending a positive message to law enforcement, city officials, and even skeptics.
I think there's a lot of people who were skeptical of what we were doing. We're standing up for our rights. First Amendment, and free speech, and the right to assemble. I think it's obvious that TPD was trying to crack down on our rights, trying to force us to stop protesting, to go home. I think just having the backbone to stand up against the cops saying, no, you know what, you're not going to bully us around. But I think that sets a pretty good precedent.
Alicia Dion is the first case scheduled before a judge on March 5th at 1:30 in the afternoon. Kevin Flynn's court date is scheduled for March 19th, followed by Cavanas, who will appear before Judge Greco on March 26th. Our website, wmnf.org/news, has our report and videos of their arrests. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.